the end of your finger, okay? So when you prick your finger or hit your finger with a hammer, it's not the end of your finger that hurts. It hurts up here inside this ivory box up here. Wait a minute. Whatever we might conceive as pain occurs in the mind. Pain is always a mental or psychological event, a magician's trick. The mind knowingly plays on itself. But I can't avoid the impression that my toe hurts and not my brain. So your brain plays tricks on you. Yeah. Immediately, as soon as something happens to your finger or other part, there is a signal that flashes up to your brain and back again. And the pain is up here, not here. You don't have to believe that, but that's the way it is. It's a little bit like your eyes see things upside down, but your brain turns it around, okay? Did you know that? Yeah. The same thing. So all the hurting is up here in this ivory box up here, okay? You say, I don't feel it. No, I know. But your brain sends a signal when you think it hurts down there, and it doesn't. All right, enough of that. So in the most literal sense, all pain is in the head, originates there and dwells there, and pain does not exist until you feel it, and you feel it in your mind. All right, but now C.S. Lewis says, but pain insists on being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It's his megaphone to arouse a deaf world. Sometimes that's the only way he can get your attention or mine. But the Bible says that we must, through much tribulation, and actually the Greek word translation is, we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. And our recovery from suffering depends in large part on the mind and the spirit of the patient, okay? Since suffering is a state of the mind and involves the entire person, it's our attitude. Life is 10% of what happens and 90% about our attitude. So it's your attitude that is very important. If you have a positive attitude and a forgiving attitude, whatever, you know, it makes a difference. Yeah. 2 Timothy 2:12. Well, we should maybe turn to that. Read verse 11. It is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Hebrews 5:8. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't Jesus always obedient? Of course he was. I'm not sure if we can explain this, how he learned, well, it just says that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Just a strengthening of it, maybe we could say it that way. And being made perfect, and oftentimes when you see that word perfect in the New Testament, it means complete, and we are complete in him. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now this song, troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore when we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward we then shall fly, glory to share. You know,